Introducing the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Live the Big Stuff podcast with New York Times bestselling author Christine Carlson. With 25 million copies in print, learn how the Don't Sweat Wisdom can help you achieve greater mental health and better communication with your family, friends, and coworkers from a beloved teacher. Rediscover your passion, joy, and self-compassion to awaken your most vibrant life.
Hi, and welcome back to the Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Live the Big Stuff podcast. Before we begin, I'd like to ask you to sit comfortably. And if you're driving, it's okay as long as you stay alert on the road. Just all we're going to do is take our golden pause and we're just going to breathe. When we tune into our breath, it's a way to become super present in our lives, super present in our bodies, grounds us in our experience. So go ahead and just sit comfortably. If you are sitting in your living room or in your kitchen or in your bedroom, just sit with your legs uncrossed and your hands open on your lap. Just tune into your breath and breathe in really deeply through your nose, expanding your chest and your belly all the way. And as you exhale, exhale deeply and longer than you breathe in. Just allow all the tension to leave your body. Breathe in sunlight to every cell of your being, the top of your head to the tips of your fingers and your toes and your legs. And allow your body to just relax. Allow your jaw to drop, shoulders to drop, your buttocks to just feel heavy, and your legs to let go. Just be in your breath. And just for a moment, to extend this golden pause into gratitude, I want you to place your hand on your heart, activating your heart, and think of three things that you're just incredibly grateful for today. It could be the simplest of things, three things. As you fill your lungs with sunlight and breath, fill them with gratitude for these three things that you're thinking of. Feel that sense of wonder and gratitude and abundance. As you put your hand back down and open your eyes, just notice how much more present you are and how much your experience expands and feels grounded in you. Like there's just a different way that life looks when you tune into your breath and become more present. So today I am inspired to speak with you on a thread that is really throughout the whole Don't Sweat the Small Stuff book series. And that is how you start your day is how you live your day. So you might as well get off to a peaceful start that has a gratitude practice in it. Now here's why. Research shows that we actually prime ourselves by what we do in the morning to how our day is going to unfold. So if you start your day off to an alarm clock or racing with tension and feelings of stress or worried, how do you think that's going to impact the rest of your day? That's right. You're going to be feeling stressed and worried and like you have to go put out fires all day. But what if you get up to a peaceful start in the morning? And that means that you might have to organize your mornings by organizing your evenings. If you're a mom and you've got kids, well, you may want to make your lunches or at least get them started in the evening. Or if you're, you know, jumping out of bed to work in the morning, get your clothes out the night before. You know, be sensible and create the time by being more organized with the time you have. So it might take 15 minutes, and this is what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about an hour would be great if you can carve that out for yourself, but all it takes is about 10 to 15 minutes to get off to a peaceful start. And what this includes is creating a ritual, creating a pattern that has its own reward in it. And the reward is the peaceful feeling. The reward is tuning into spirit, being inspired, starting your day off inspired. Doesn't that sound amazing? Well, I've never known any author or any person in my field that doesn't start their day this way. It doesn't get off to some sort of peaceful, happy, inspired beginning. So just to share with you a story about Richard and my practice, our whole adult lives that I've continued on, is that we would get up every morning and we would meditate. And sometimes we would only meditate for 5 minutes. Sometimes we'd meditate for half an hour. Sometimes he would meditate longer, or I would, but we would meditate. Then we would get our coffee and we'd cozy up in bed and we would just sit and talk and we'd strategize about our lives and we'd talk about chapters and chapter titles and we just connected so deeply in these early morning talks with our coffee and after our meditation. And what we did was we got off to a really happy beginning. We talked about the things that we were so grateful for about each other. And we also had another practice I'd like to share with you that was amazing for our communication. And that was we would sit once a week and we'd hold a heart in our hands and we'd take turns. And the whole intent of these sessions that we'd have, we call them open heart sessions, heart to heart connection, was that we would use them to deepen our communication about our life together, because life was getting busier and busier all the time as a newly married couple, and we wanted to stay in sync with each other. We both had our own careers and we wanted to really stay in sync in our relationship. And moreover, at a very young age, we decided that it wasn't enough to have a really good relationship. What we wanted to have was an amazing relationship. That was our priority. So not only we'd sit and just talk, but we'd take turns. And when it was the other person's turn, the first thing we would do would be to repeat back to each other what we heard the person say. And it would be from our own terms and our own words. But it was a beautiful practice. And we did so and often ended with giggling. Like what we always found to be true was that we were mirroring each other in our relationship. That if Richard was feeling taken for granted, for example, which I think is a really a common occurrence in any marriage over time, it's just easy to take the person for granted and all the things they bring to your life. So another great practice would be to spend some time and just reflect all the great things to your partner about what they bring to your life. Like, I am so grateful to you because you take out the garbage. I am so grateful to you that you pay our bills. I'm so grateful to you that you go to work every day to provide for our family. I'm so grateful for you that you take such amazing care of our children when you're the caretaker. I'm so grateful to you that I get to go to bed with you at night and hug you tight. I'm so grateful to love you. Well, can you imagine if you practice these things early on in your marriage, or you add them to your marriage, how much deeper your communication would be? And if you practice these things first thing in the morning together, it's a beautiful way to start your day. But anyone can get off to a peaceful start by creating any kind of peaceful ritual on your own. So really, it's about finding that sweet spot of stillness in you. It's about really deciding what is it that really inspires you. Is it listening to beautiful music? And is it going outside and doing some yoga stretching, the blanket wrapped around you and taking in the stars before the sun rises, just taking in the fresh air? Is it meditation of some kind or guided imagery or some sort of inspirational reading? Is it journaling? You decide. You get to decide how you're going to start your day. But whatever you do, be sure you include breath. Be sure you include at least 2 to 5 minutes of quiet breathing, just tuning into the quiet within you. That peaceful sanctuary inside exists within each and every one of us. And all we have to do is tune in and listen. And I like to end today by one of my favorite quotes from Rumi. And that is, it's in the stillness where you'll hear the voice you long to hear. In the stillness is the voice you long to hear. With that, I just hope that this inspires you to get off to a peaceful start. And remember, how you start your day is how you live your day.
Thanks for listening to Don't Sweat the Small Stuff, Live the Big Stuff with New York Times best-selling author, Christine Carlson. Visit ChristineCarlson.com and learn about her brand new What Now program, a 10-week mentorship course guiding you to your most vibrant life.